This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I'm still the pastor of Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. We have been there for more than a day. We've been there lots and lots of days, and we are thankful for all that God is doing. Hey, I want to invite you out to our midweek service tonight. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 4. That is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, and so we're going to be going through that, and would like to invite you to join us out. Our adult class meets in the sanctuary. We also have a kids class. We also have a young adult group that meets as well, and I do want to encourage you, be on the lookout because school is back in session. You want to make sure that you pay attention to those school zones and keep an eye out at school zones of a morning, school zones of an afternoon, and keep an eye out for kids that may be walking or being in the street trying to cross sometimes where they shouldn't. Also, when you're driving through those school zones, don't just look at those as situations where you've got to slow down and it seems like it's going to take forever. Take that time and pray for the students and pray for the teachers and pray for the staff that God would visit our school campuses with the presence of the Lord. So that's your public service announcement for today, and hopefully that will keep your wallet from breaking out into poverty. By the way, also want to stay off of your phones, your cell phones, while you're going through those school zones. That is a no-no. So today we're going to continue to look at praising the Lord, and we're going to go to the book of First Chronicles. We're gonna move pretty quickly through some of this material. We spent quite a period of time in Revelation chapter 19. Thought that was an important section of scripture. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, we read about David bringing the Ark of God into Jerusalem. And verse number 1 says, "So they brought the Ark of God and set it in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord to commemorate, to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel, Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, then a bunch of other names that are going on there, playing with stringed instruments and harps. But Asaph made music with cymbals. Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priest, regularly blew the trumpets before the ark of the covenant of God." And so there's a psalm that goes on, and we'll pick up a small passage of that psalm as we go through here. So David moves the ark from Shiloh. He brings it into Jerusalem, and there's a story in that process. The original endeavor to transport the ark was done the way the Philistines had tried to move the ark when they had captured it in battle. And the presence of the Lord began to cause sickness and disease to break out among the Philistines. And they said, we need to get this out of our community as quickly as possible. They tried to bring the ark in as a trophy to their idol, Dagon, and God was having none of that. He says, I do not bow to your idol. Your idol will bow to me. And Dagon's image fell over, and then it was broken. And on top of the sickness and disease, they said, we got to get this back to Israel. And so it ended up in a place called Shiloh, I believe. Well, that's where it had been at one point in time. And then David says, let's bring it, and we're going to bring it into Jerusalem. And there was an accident where one of David's men reached his hand out, touched the ark, and he died on the spot, even though he was trying to keep it from stumbling. The ark was not something that you encountered lightly. So David says, I want to bring it in to Jerusalem. He does that. There's a lot of story about the celebration and how every six steps David said, we're gonna stop and we're gonna have a celebration. So they get the Ark of the Covenant of God, and they erect a tabernacle or a tent for it. And David calls for a celebration. So they offer burnt offerings, they offer peace offerings, and David in the process blessed the people. He gave them a loaf of bread, he gave them a piece of meat, and he gave them a cake of raisins. And so I think that whenever we come together to worship the Lord, I think it is important for people to, when they return back, they return blessed. Now, not every blessing is going to be a culinary blessing. It's not going to be you come to church and we're going to give you a sack of food. It was a blessing to the people in that day. There was no grocery stores, no restaurants and things like that. It was an agrarian society, and so food was an element of faith. You had to work to raise your food, and so for David, he said, look, these people have come to celebrate. They've not been out working in their fields. They've come to worship the Lord, and I'm going to bless them. And so when people come to Merit Assembly of God, I want them going home and say, wow, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. So after that, David, it says in verse number 4, that he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. So I want to talk to you a little bit about praising the Lord. Let me tell you in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse number 30, it talks about that there was the intent that, well, I'll just turn over there for just a moment so I can get you the verse before this. Again, this is David, and it says, in verse number 27, 1 Chronicles 23, for by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all the holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both with the showbread and fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes and what is baked in the pan, and with what is mixed, and with all kinds of measure and sizes, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. So David had instituted and appointed that there was going to be people that were praising the Lord, and they were going to be doing so at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. sometimes we forget to take into context the reality of the atmosphere in which ancient cultures lived. So they did not have all of the luxuries and amenities that we had. Lifespan was not as long from, you know, after the flood. It was not as long as what we have now with modern medicine and technology and health and fitness and things like that, and not as much war going on as far as, you know, regarding the size of the population of the world. Lifespans have pretty much increased. And so every morning that you woke up was a new opportunity. You know, there's an old expression, you know, people either wake up one of two ways. They either wake up saying, "Good morning, Lord," or saying, "Good Lord, it's morning." I hope that you realize that each day that you wake up is a gift from God. And I hope you praise Lord. God, I want to thank you that this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. There's plenty to celebrate. Now, life is busy. We have managed to take all of the conveniences that have been invented to make our lives easier, and we've used that to fill up our time. To much of the time, we may be more stressed than what some of my relatives were 80 or 90 years ago, because we feel like we've got to not burn the candle on both ends. Let's see if we can't burn that candle on both ends, and maybe a couple of spots in the middle. Let's get the most out of this candle that we possibly can. And we need to realize we're not here just to celebrate birthdays, and we're not here just to accumulate wealth and pay off bills and all that sort of stuff. We're here at the pleasure of the Lord. We were created for His pleasure and for His purpose. So David said, I want it to be known every morning that the people of Israel are going to be praising the Lord. And he said, I don't want it to just be at the beginning of the day. I want it to be the way that we end the day. And so he commanded that there was going to be a praising of the Lord at the end of the day, as well as the beginning of the day, because a lot of times there were battles that were fought. There were challenges, all sorts of things could go on. And so they started the day saying, God, I want to thank you for the opportunity that you set before me. At the end of the day, they said, God, I want to thank you for the fact that you kept me and you sustained me throughout the day. And so every single day was multiple occasions to praise the Lord. And so I hope that as we go through this study of what it's like to be a follower of Jesus, you will realize that it's praising the Lord, and it is a far-reaching practice. So praising the Lord, you do that because of the happiness or the joy that God has given to you in your life. You praise the Lord because you're thankful. You want to bless God. And so, you know, I've told you the mission statement of Merit Assembly of God is to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to God. We want to be a blessing to our family. We want to be a blessing to the church. We want to be a blessing to the community. And as the Lord enables, we will continue to do all of those things. We want to be a blessing spiritually, but also relationally, and however else God creates opportunity for us to be a blessing. There is also the word itself, and that is we're going to praise God. There's a lot of people in society that curse God. We want to be people who praise God. We want to be people who bless God. And in fact, we make our boast in him. Praising the Lord is a way of saying it's all about him and what he's done in my life. And so those are some of the things that we do. So David, back to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, these people that he appointed to minister before the ark of the Lord. Now, you've got to remember that the ark of the covenant, it was not seen. There was only one person who saw it, and that was that it was seen once a year when the high priest went in. Outside of that, it was not to be touched. It was supposed to be carried on poles, and so when it was created, it was created so that rods could be run through those support pieces, and it was to be borne on the shoulders of the priest, but it was enveloped, it was encased, so they carried something that they never really laid their eyes on the details of. God was very protective of it. In fact, when it came back from the Philistines, there were some people in Israel that said, hey, let's look at this, and you read it, and there are a lot of people who died in Israel because the ark came into them, and you read the account, and I will tell you, people had to, from what I picture in my mind, people would have had to been crawling over dead people to find out what was in the ark so that they could add to the pile. God guarded that ark, which represented his presence, with very, very intentional protection. The ark had precious things that were put inside of it, and it had the Ten Commandments, it had the manna, and it had Aaron's rod that budded and produced almonds. And so that's what was in there, but it symbolized the presence of the Lord. David appointed these Levites, these priests, and he said, your job is to minister before the Ark of the Covenant, to serve. And so my job as pastor is to serve before the Lord, to serve him. And as a mediator, as a person who is serving for him, I am designed to serve the people under the anointing of the Lord, with the word of the Lord, with the presence of the Lord. But it all begins with ministering before the Lord, before the ark of the presence of God. And so you and I, we don't come in and minister out of our intellect. We've got to come and say, okay, God, what is it that you want to say? And so that was what their appointment was. David said when he came to the throne that he was coming on the heels of Saul's reign. And Saul had one time been prepared to inquire as to whether they should pursue the Philistines. Jonathan and his armor bearer had gone over and they had initiated a battle, just the two of them, and the Philistines were in retreat. And Saul was going to inquire of the Lord, and all of a sudden there was such, and Saul said, no, withdraw your hand. Don't ask God whether we should do this. Let's go ahead and do it on our own. David comes in and says, we want to put God back in his rightful place, where we are not the one dictating the terms of when we're going to seek God, just in case of a national emergency or a family emergency or a physical emergency. We want God to be ministered to on a daily basis. They were also charged with this. that they were to commemorate. So look at what it says. Let me get back there to the right chapter. I'm still back there in 23. In verse number 4, it says, "And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel." So as they ministered, as these priests ministered, they were there to commemorate the Lord God of Israel. They were there to mention. They were there to remember. They were there to call to mind. It was actually a legal term in many cases as well, where it talked about taking to court and making something known. And this act of praising the Lord, partnered with commemorating the Lord, was designed to impact the person who was doing this commemoration. So the main aspect of commemorate there would be the word from where we get memory and stuff like that. Make it a memorable experience so that it would impact people in the way that they think, the way that they feel, and the actions that they take. When we gather together as saints for church, I pray it's not just for a lecture. I pray that it's not just for a concert. I pray that it's not just because we have people that come in there and they want, you know, to hang out with some friends for a while. But I pray that when we gather together with one another, that it is a way to have a monumental commemoration, something that is we're able to remember from that point forward about our encounter with the Lord. There's a story, I've told it to our church, about an evangelist that came to a church and preached on Sunday morning, and it was just a wonderful service. It was a Pentecostal service. I mean, people were shouting amen, and they were in full agreement with the pastor, or with the speaker, the evangelist that was there. And man, they just had a great service. And you know, this happened a long time ago, because they were they had Sunday night services as well, and people left and they said, "Man, what a great service this morning." They came back that night and the evangelist got up there to speak, and he said, I've got a question for you." And they said, "What's that?" And he said, "What did I preach on this morning? We had a great service. What did I preach on this morning?" And no one could remember. They remembered the interaction, but they couldn't remember the message. It was something that touched them on the surface. It did not touch them at the core of their being. If we're going to commemorate God, it is supposed to transform us. It is supposed to change us. And so I hope that going to church creates a memorable experience for you that changes you. Part of my job is to preach the truth of God's word, but it is also to do so in a manner that will serve as an attraction to the God of his word. There's two more things there. It said that they were to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel. A lot of people live by the principle, "What have you done for me lately?" And I can't tell you how challenging that is for pastors when you have poured out and poured out and poured out, and then all of a sudden someone just decides that they've got more important things to do, and coming to the house of God is no longer important. Studying the word of God is no longer important. Being a blessing is no longer important. Being holy is no longer important. and all of a sudden, you know, where there might have been a lot of interaction before, now they want to avoid you and things like that. Listen, COVID was hard on churches. Church attendance has not recovered. I'm not talking about at Merit Assembly of God. I'm talking about across the board since COVID. People didn't want to be around as many people after that. And I'm telling you that gathering together with saints is not a punishment. It's a privilege. It's a privilege that people around the world would love to have. I've had people say they didn't want to come to church and be around people because they were afraid they were going to catch something, and yet they would go and be around thousands of people. It's like, I don't see that. I was talking to a pastor, and he said, yeah, I ran into some things, and he pastored in a very small community, and he said the people who told me they didn't want to come to church because of they didn't want to be around people, he said, I ran into all of those people in the same restaurant. And so I hope that you will not be avoiding the people of God and gathering together with saints, but you will come together because I would love to hear the things that God's done in your life that you're thankful for. And I'd love to share with you the things that God has done in my life that I'm thankful for. And as we celebrate what he's done in the past, it will embolden us to believe for what he's going to do in our future. So even though I've pastored Merit Assembly of God for 32 years, I'm still looking forward to what God is going to do in the years to come. And so it emboldens my faith. I'm thankful for what he's done in the past. I'm thankful for what he's going to do in the future, but I'm also thankful of what he's doing right now. Praise him at the beginning of the day. Praise him at the end of the day. Praise him throughout the day. It is a great way to live. And so there is rejoicing. There's ministry. Don't forget you are called to serve, not to be served. That's the way that Jesus lived. It's the way the saints are to live. I pray that you would create a positive memory for someone that when they come into the presence of the Lord, they will remember God. And I had a conversation not too long ago with a person and shared a word with them, and they're like, thank you so much for sharing that. That just helps me to remember that God's still involved in my life. You and I pray that we would look at praising the Lord not as something that is optional, but something that is a daily privilege, that when we do our part, that it is going to be part of the eternal record, the Word of God, just the way that David's experience was. You have a great day. Hopefully we'll see you at church tonight. If not, we'll be back here tomorrow on WMIE. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.